This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Well, we're looking very much forward again this year to another edition of Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature, which gets underway on the 14th of April here in Aotearoa. A huge and busy program, 126 events no less, for us all to get out and enjoy. We thought we'd give you a sneak preview of it now. Suzanne Middleton joining us in the studio. Morena, Suzanne, lovely to have you with us.
Hi there, Jeff.
Suzanne, you're part of a very dedicated team that pulls all this together, and I'm always amazed by how it all does come together. But perhaps before we talk about some of the things that we can look forward to this edition of the festival, you could give us a bit of an overview as to what, as a team, you believe this festival is all about.
Okay, so this is our eighth year, and it did start quite small, but it's grown a lot. And our main idea is that we want to get people in touch with the wonderful nature that's in Dunedin. So Dunedin's known as the wildlife capital of New Zealand. We have albatross, penguins, sea lions, incredible forest, lots of different habitats, estuaries, etc., a vast range of different habitats. And a lot of people, local people, don't know anything about that, have never been out into it. Also, a lot of people coming from out of town don't know what we've got to offer. So the idea is that we get people out into nature, hopefully get them to understand it a little bit, and then we get them to love it like we do. And then the next step is they'll want to protect it, we hope.
There's the places, but there's also the people, isn't there? We've got an amazing city filled with individuals and organisations who are very much dedicated to the kind of ethos you're talking about.
That's absolutely right. So there's the ones like Orokanui Eco Sanctuary, the Royal Albatross Centre, Blue Penguins Pukekura Penguin Place, the Wildlife Hospital. But then in Dunedin, we've got a multitude of community groups that are doing wonderful things. Like last year, we brought the Second Beach ecology project on board, and we had tours there for people to look at the planting they're doing. They're rewilding that whole area and trapping predators, and they've got kereru breeding there now. This year we've got the Tomahawk Beach Care Trust, which are down at Tomahawk Lagoon, that are planting thousands of natives in the sand dunes there. And we've also got the Long Beach Group, which are doing massive planting out there. Yes, there's so many groups in Dunedin doing wonderful things for nature. Sinclair Wetland is another one.
You mentioned, Suzanne, rewilding, and you mentioned the beach down to the sea was the theme for last year, rewilding from a previous festival. What's the lens over the top of this festival?
Okay, so we want to have a different focus each year to keep our program fresh. So every year we have the same things, like deals at Orokanui, albatross, penguins, monarch, wildlife cruises, etc. But then we bring in a new focus so we can get in new experts and bring in more community groups. And this year has been huge, actually, because we're focusing on whenua, or earth, soil, that we are earth and earth is us. We all depend incredibly on just those few inches of soil that cover the earth, where there's not ocean. And it's been phenomenal, the interest that we've had, actually, because I think it struck a chord with people. So we've got open community gardens. We've got several composting experts talking about making compost. We've got people talking about microbes and fungi and growing your own vegetables, how to have really good soil. So yes, that's what we're focusing on this year, and the interest is phenomenal.
Each year there's a special guest or two. Who are we bringing in this year?
Right, so we're really privileged this year to have Kath Irvine coming down from the North Island. People may be familiar with her book on pruning, and she's also written another book on having a very productive backyard garden called Edible Backyard. She's also got a blog. She's going to be running a pruning workshop out at Blueskin Nursery, how to prune your fruit trees and berry bushes. She's also going to be running a session at the Public City Library on having hens and chooks in your backyard and then how to use them to have a great veggie garden. She's also going to be doing a book signing and answering people's questions in the mall in town. And she's also going to be at the museum one afternoon, so she's going to be a huge draw card. And also Jim O'Gorman, who people may be familiar with, who lives in Kakanui. and grows the most amazing vegetables, particularly potatoes, and he's an absolute expert on soil. When Prince Charles comes to visit, they serve him Jim O'Gorman's potatoes. That's how good he is. We've also got Susie Cato, who's a regular guest, who adults of a certain age remember her from their childhood, and kids really love her, so she's going to be doing two musical shows.
She's a real advocate for the festivals, been a wonderful addition to each festival that she's been around. We look forward to Susie Cato being back in Aotearoa Dunedin. Partnerships of all types are really important to this festival. You've touched on some of them already. Otago Museum playing a big part again this year.
That's right, yes. It's very much a community festival, this one. We don't tend to helicopter in lots of expensive guests or acts, and Otago Museum is a venue for many of our events. The opening night on Friday the 14th, it's up late at the museum with several things going on, including 7x7, where we get seven experts and advocates to talk for 7 minutes on their particular passion, like worms or whatever, and then the audience gets to vote on who's the best. They're having a penguin day and a bug day, which will be fantastic. They're also having a wild night market the following Friday night, the 21st, where local food producers are going to be showcasing their produce. And then on also on Sunday the 16th of April, the whole day is going to be devoted to soil. That's called Talking Dirty. There's also sessions on pot plants with the garden from the tropical forest where the butterflies are. Lots of one on birds, just lots of sessions at the museum, plus movies in the planetarium for children, A Bug's Life and a penguin one as well.
You mentioned the young ones. There's 126 events in this program. Many of them are family-friendly events, Susan.
That's right, and lots of them are free also. So lots of events in the libraries. One of the really fantastic things we're repeating from last year is the AquaVan, which is from the Marine Studies Centre at Portobello. That's going to what we call the coastal libraries, Port Chalmers, Blue Skin Library at Waitati and Waikawaiti Library. That's where children have an opportunity to handle starfish and things from a mobile touch tank and do activities to do with conservation in the ocean and harbour. Kids have to book for that. That's a big message. Lots of things you have to book for.
Well, indeed. And the website is up. The program is live. And a jolly good-looking website it is, too. That's been refreshed this year.
That's right. We've got a brand-new website, and the program is very, very easy to navigate. One of the great things about the program is that it has different categories. So you can go into the filter, and you can put in ones that are family-friendly or ones that are free or ones that are to do with dining. We have a lot of several dining and foodie events this year. And the website works particularly well on a mobile phone. But it's essential to book for lots of things, and people do get disappointed if they miss out. So it's a good idea to have a look now before things book out.
There are some events that come and go in Dunedin that like to integrate with Wild Dunedin New Zealand Festival of Nature. One of those is the Town Belt Traverse. That's back this year.
That's really exciting. So, yes, the Town Belt Traverse is on while the festival's on, which is a great opportunity to see, to get up close with the Town Belt. It's one of the oldest town belts in the world, I think. You know, the early settlers here thought that the city needed lungs to breathe, and the town belt actually runs all the way round to just above Logan Park. So the Town Belt Traverse is a great opportunity to walk through it, and also the Otago Tramping and Mountaineering Club are running a tramp the following weekend through the town belt for us that only 40 people can go on because it's their 100th birthday. We've also got another event in the town belt, well, the Town Belt Kaitiaki, which is a group of school children from the schools in the town belt are going to be showing people how to use iNaturalist, which is an app you can have on your phone that you can use to identify any creature or plant that you find.
Such a busy program. As I say, 126 events. But it is important that for you to start making your choices and your decisions and your bookings now. For there are many of those that do book out, aren't there, Suzanne?
Absolutely. And I think sometimes, you know, with these gardening ones like Kath Irvine's pruning, definitely. So we'll have our paper programs out next week, and they'll be in all the libraries, plus the eyesight, the museum, etc. But at the moment, people can go on to wilddunedin.nz online and find our program and start having a look through there.
Absolutely fabulous. Here on ORFM, we're looking forward to bringing you some conversations with some of the special guests and that are coming to the festival and talk about some of the events. We'll look forward to bringing you those over the coming days and weeks. It's not too far away, 14th of April. It launches for 10 days of wild fun for everyone. You will find something that'll tickle your fancy, no doubt several events that you might want to get along to. So as we've suggested with this little sneak preview today, hop online now, check it out, wilddunedin.nz. Start making your decisions about the things you want to get involved in, and book your spots for those that you need to. Suzanne, great to have you in here on ORFM's Awesome Morning Show. We look forward to catching up with the team further down the track.
Thanks, Jeff.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.